Thursday, the 11th of November, Yud Dalet Kislev, Rabbi David Stern, Gid Hanosha Shel Medela.
Good morning. I'd like to discuss the tuple this morning, but it's very geschmack in a discussion. Maybe the topic might seem a bit far-fetched. Of course, we're given in this week the mitzvah of Gid Hanosha, the prohibition, Al-Kain, Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael as Gid Hanosha. There's a well-known debate in Masechet Chulin for Gid Hanosha, and it's brought down in other places as well. Machlokes Tanoim, and this Gid, which the Torah forbids us to eat, is it a piece of meat? Does it contain ta'am, flavor, like ordinary pieces of meat do? Or actually, no, it's a dry, tasteless piece of wood, as it were, with no taste whatsoever, and nevertheless the Torah forbids us to eat it. This is termed as the machlokes, whether yesh begidin b'noisim tam or ein begidin b'noisim tam. There are various nafkaminas. Primarily the Mishnah in Gid Hanosha tells us that if you cook a Gid Hanosha in a pot of meat, so if you hold yesh begidin b'noisim tam, then the whole pot will become forbidden unless there is shishim, unless there are 60 times the amount of heifer in the pot to be mevatel the tam of the gid. But if you hold ein begidin b'noisim tam, then it's sufficient if you just remove the gid and the pot will remain permitted even if there was less than 60 times the amount, because gid is a dry piece of wood and doesn't give a tam. Now the Rambam in Perek Tesvov Mihuch Macholot Masuros Halacha Yudayim paskens very clearly that ein begidin b'noisim tam. And to quote the Lashon of the Gemara, Eitzu v'hatera ostrosoi. It's essentially, by the way, you might be bothered, you know, how can the Talmud argue, is there a taste, is there no taste? I mean, go taste the thing, I mean, maybe a Yid can't, but, you know, find out if there is or isn't a taste. So I think the Achronim sort of explain that there is an element of taste. The debate is that substantial, is that sufficient to be considered ta'am or not? But we pass an aim against this time. Whatever minute amount of taste there is insignificant. It's essentially a piece of wood, and the Torah says it's forbidden to eat. Right. Now, the Rambam, earlier, in Hilchas Macholos Asuras, in Perek Dalad, Halacha Yudches, teaches us that any non-kosher animal, name it tzmea or nevela or treva, any non-kosher animal, if you eat its bones, atzomos, its horns, its tlofayim, its gidim, there's no malchus on that. It might be prohibited to do so, but there isn't a malchus on it because the azhor of the Torah refers to the meat. It doesn't refer to the dry bone of the animal. That is not an azhor, that's not min haTorah, something which the Torah forbids to the extent that you get malchus for it. That's a clear Rambam. Gid Hanosha is the exception. So the Torah says, "Akein lachmas Gid Hanosha." So although it's a dry bone, the Torah forbids it. But other bones of forbidden animals would not be forbidden to eat. So, what would be if you have now a Gid Hanosha of a non-kosher animal? Gid Hanosha shall behema tameo. Non-kosher animal, whatever, any non-kosher animal. And you take its Gid Hanosha. So, would you start now from Issa Gid Hanosha? Would you be over the Issa of Chazir? The answer is no, because we said the Issa of Chazir applies to the meat, doesn't apply to its bone. Gid Hanosha, we paskin, ein begidin b'noisim tam, it's a bone. So there wouldn't be an Issa mitzad the Issa Chazir. Now, interestingly, there isn't an Issa either mitzad the Issa Gid Hanosha, because the first mission of Gid Hanosha teaches us, it's not noyeg the behemoth tameah, because the Torah only said the animal whose meat you can eat, I forbid you from eating its Gid Hanosha. But an animal whose meat you can't eat, I don't forbid you from eating its Gid Hanosha. So a behemoth tameah whose meat cannot be eaten, the Torah did not forbid you to eat its Gid Hanosha. So therefore the Rambam paskens in Perek Ches Mehilchos Macholos Asuras Halacha Hey, that if you eat the Gid Hanosha of a behemoth tameya, you're potter. Says the Rambam, for Gid Hanosha you're potter, l'fisha einu noeg v'tameya. And for the gid of a behemoth tamei your potter, he says, "Eino oichel kishaar gufa." It's not like I'm eating another part of this animal. She'eino gid mechnal avota kmoi shibiyano, because a gid anyway is a dry bone, which doesn't qualify as something which is forbidden min atorah for machlokes asuros, and therefore your potter, there's no gid anosha by behemoth tamei, and there is no it's a gid anosha either. There's no it's a behemoth tamei. I mean on the gid, and there's no it's a gid anosha. Now, what would you say if you ate the giz hamosha of a nevela? Right, what is a nevela? A nevela is a kosher animal. A cow, sheep, a kosher animal, which did not have a kosher shechita. It died, or the shechita was invalid, so it becomes a nevela. So what will be if you eat the giz hamosha of a nevela? So l'chaira, giz hamosha is noyeg bebehema tahoru. So certainly, if you eat the gid anosha of a behemoth tahira, you would get malchus for having eaten a gid anosha, right? Would you also get malchus for having eaten a piece of nevela? Any thoughts? Would you get malchus if you ate a gid anosha shal nevela? Would you get malchus for having eaten a piece of nevela? No. So l'chaira, according to what we said, you ought not to get malchus, because the Rambam tells us that gid anosha is a dry piece of bone, and if you eat a bone of a nevela, you don't get malchus. The Rambam writes earlier. Because the bone, the Torah only prohibits meat. If you eat a bone of a nevela, you don't get malchus. If you eat a gid anosha of a nevela, you would get malchus, of course, for having eaten a gid anosha. The itza gid anosha is present, but the itza of nevela, the chayra, wouldn't be there because it's a bone, and bones don't qualify as chazar or as nevela for that matter. So the chayra, if you eat a gid anosha, and if you eat a gid anosha of a behemoth tmeah, we said you'll get no malchus whatsoever, because there's no Issa Gid Al-Moshe, and there's no Issa Behemoth Tamei, because it's a bone. If you get Moshe on the Nevela, there is an Issa Gid Al-Moshe. But that's the only Issa L'Chor that ought to be there, not the Issa of Nevela, because it's a bone, and the Issa Nevela doesn't come on bones. However, the very next Rambam in Perek Ches, Milch Machos Machos HaLokavov, says, Ho'eichel Gid Al-Moshe Shal Nevela, Chayev Shtayim. He's Chayev two Malkus. Number one, because he had to Gid Al-Moshe. And number two, because he had a nevela. So the Kefes mission over there comes and quotes the Tshuvos HaRashba, no less. The truth is that this Rambam, apart from being difficult in Svara, is difficult in the Kriyas Kama Gemara Kol Shah, and a Gemara in Perek Gid Al-Moshe. I'm not going to resolve the Rambam vis-a-vis the Gemaras. He asks in the Kriyas Gemaras, but apart from that, he asks, the Rambam, the Chayr doesn't make any sense. If the Rambam passes Ein Begidim B'Noisim Tam, and there isn't an issa of behemoth tmeah and nevela on dry, inedible gidin. So why, if you eat the gidin moshe on nevela, would the Rambam pass him? You get shtayim, you get malchus, not only for the gidin moshe, you get malchus for the nevela too. There ought not to be, and it's clear in those gemoras, but besides that, in svara, there ought not to be any malchus for the nevela, because it's a dry bone. So that is the question we are going to do. Deal with. Why does the Rambam say that if you eat a gid anosha of a nevela, you'll get malchus not only for gid anosha but for nevela as well? So there are two answers I'm going to go through. The first is quite well known answer in the Yeshiva Shav world, B'Shem B'Shar HaMelech. B'Shem B'Shar HaMelech's answer. B'Shar HaMelech says as follows. He says, why is it that if you eat bones of non-kosher animals, as we said, there's no malchus for it, that's not included in the Azhorah of the Torah. Why is that? So he says, because a bone is not a food, it's inedible. If you ate it nonetheless, you haven't really done an achila. You've ingested it, possibly, but that's not called achila. Bones are not to be eaten. And therefore, the Torah says you don't get malchus if you do that. Says the Shah HaMelech, but if you take a gid hamosha and you eat it, so you could argue if in the given listen time you've eaten a bone, that's not an achila. But the Torah here, contrary to what we would have thought, says Alkein lo yoichlu b'nei tov given moshe. The Torah says, I do consider the achila of the given moshe as an achila. A Torah achshavei lo eichel, says the Sharon as a Torah did consider given moshe as a food and did consider it eating as an achila. Says the Sharon Melech, if so, the Rambam held that if you eat a gid anosha of a nevela, had you eaten another bone of this nevela, you wouldn't get malchus for nevela. But if you eat a gid anosha of a nevela, so Gid Hanoshe, you have done an achila om, because the Torah says that it's considered an achila. Achila leos and mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe, it's considered an achila. So may the Torah achshevei la'achila vis-a-vis the prohibition of Gid Hanoshe, the Torah did consider this act as an achila, this food, this gid, as an oichel, because it's a Gid Hanoshe. So since the Torah was achshevei, considered it as an oichel, because it's a Gid Hanoshe, it's now considered an oichel all round. So like it's considered an oichel that you've eaten it, as far as Gid Hanoshe is concerned, it's considered an oichel that you've eaten it, as far as it's an avela is also concerned. So although if you eat another dry bone from this nevela, you would not get malchus, but a Gid Hanoshe is different, because this is an oichel. Why is it an oichel? Because it's an oichel, as far as it's a Gid Hanoshe is concerned. So it's like, you find these floors in Masachas Sukkah, and also, you know, Migu, the Lord says Migu have a doifim, the Shabbat have a doifim in Sukkah, so since it's considered an achila legaba Gid Hanoshe, it's considered an achila legaba, the it's an nevela as well. So by the Hema Tzumeo, the Ram says you get no malchus whatsoever, because there you can't say the Torah considers it as an achila as far as Gid Hanoshe is concerned, so it's considered an achila as far as Beimet Nesha. Because the Torah didn't consider it as an achila as far as Gid Hanoshe was concerned, because Gid Hanoshe ain't no noyeg by the Hema Tzumeo. So Gid Hanoshe isn't noyeg by the Hema Tzumeo, so it's not an achila. If it's not an achila, it won't be an achila for Beimet Tzumeo either. But Gid Hanoshe shall nevela when the prohibition does go on, so it is considered an achila as far as the achila is concerned, because it's a Gid Hanoshe. Therefore, it's now also an achila as far as it's an nevela is concerned. Since the Torah was achshevei la'achila for Gid Hanoshe, it's considered an achila for Behema Tzumeo as well. For Nevela as well, sorry, yeah, for Nevela as well. And that's why you get Malchus Chayv Stein for Gid Hanoshe and for Nevela. That's the Yishuv of the Shah HaMelech on the Rambam.
For food that Gid Hanoshe,
that isn't
Segunish. It depends.
Correct. Okay, but when there's no prohibition of the Torah, it's like a regular bone, Segunish. But there, Gid Hanoshe is Noyeg, there the Torah says it is an Achila. So if it's an Achila, then it's an Achila for any other Isurim that might be present at the same time as well. No. Whenever Gid Hanoshe is Noyeg, then it's considered an Oichel for anything. When it's not Noyeg, it's not Noyeg. Right. There's an interesting Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Aleph who wants to compare the Shah HaMelech to the following case. I'm just going to close my jacket. What does he say to this comparison? He says that there is a well-known Shagas Arya. The Shagas Arya says that normally if you eat any machalos asura, shalai kederach achila, that means in an abnormal way, yeah? For example, something which normally is eaten cooked, can't be eaten raw, and you eat it raw, you don't get malchus. It's a gemara kol shor, right? Ochal shalai kederach achila, from ein loiken alein, because when the Torah says you may not eat something, it means in a normal man, achila is normal. The Shagas Arya comes with a chiddush which is quite well known, that if you eat on Yom Kippur, the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur, says the Shagas Arya, that if you eat food on Yom Kippur in an abnormal way, shalei kederach achila, you will be chayav. Why? So the Shagas Arya says, because if you look in the Torah, you'll see, never does it say anywhere in the Torah you can't eat on Yom Kippur. You know that? Don't say anywhere in the Torah you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Says the Torah, "Ve'imitem es nafshei seichem." You've got to afflict yourself. Chalnef asher lo yiseuneh v'nichrasov, which is for where we derive the lav, that you may not afflict yourself. And from there we learn that you're not allowed to eat, because that would be a breach of affliction. So, but the Torah never said loshen achila. So anything which is a breach of imi is forbidden. Therefore, if you eat something shalei kederach, so it should have been eaten cooked, you ate it raw. But the fact is, it's in there, and it's not now, you're not in a state of inri. So the Shagas Arya says on Yom Kippur, if you eat shalei kederach, you chayav. Not everyone agrees with the Shagas Arya, but that is the shitta of the Shagas Arya. Oh. Now, so what would you say if somebody took a non-kosher animal, he took a piece of chazer, right, this fellow was far from, unfortunately, from Yiddishkeit, he took on Yom Kippur a piece of chazer and ate it, shalei kederach achila, shalei kederach achila. So for the Itzi Yom Kippur, the Shagas Arya says he'd get malchus. Would he also get malchus for having eaten on Yom Kippur this chazer shalei kederach achila? Normally shalei kederach achila, he don't get malchus. Says the Minchas Chinuch, perhaps we would say that according to the Shah HaMelech, he would get malchus for having eaten this chazer shalei kederach achila. Why? Because since today on Yom Kippur the Torah does consider an achila shalei kederach as a prohibited act, so if today it's considered a prohibited act, then maybe like the Shagas Arya says, it's prohibited for Yom Kippur, it's not prohibited for our Makoros Asurus as well. So today, eating Chavash Shalek Ederev would be perhaps carrying the penalty of Malkus. Do you like that? This comparison to Shara Melech? Like the Torah was Machshav as an Achila. For Yom Kippur, again, Shara Melech says, like the Torah was Machshav as an Achila for the Gidah Moshe, who are then considered an Achila for Nevela. So the Mechnech likewise will say, Kum to Shara Gitarah, like the Torah considers Achila Shalek Ederev as an Achila on Yom Kippur, who are then to be considered as an Achila for Machoros Asurus. It is for the Chavash that it is. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a couple of paragraphs later, he says, no, I've changed my mind. He says, it's not comparable to the Shlag Yisari's fault. The Shlag Yisari was referring to something where the Torah writes the word Achila. Now, to you and me, eating of a Gid Anosha, which is the eighth of the Alma, is not an Achila. Nevertheless, the Torah did consider it an Achila. Says the Shlag Yisari, if the Torah can consider it an Achila, then it's not an Achila for Alma Cholos Asurus as well. But on Yom Kippur, the Shlag Yisari's whole Oistu was that the Torah never wrote the word Achila. I'm not looking for an Achila, I'm looking for a lack of Inui. So that, Shereke Derech, is a lack of Inui. But you can't say, ah, if it's considered a lack of Inui, it's also considered an Achila. Like Abachaz, no, like Abachaz, I need an Achila. I don't see in Yom Kippur that the Torah considered it as an Achila. All I see is that the Torah considers it as a lack of Inui, the Seder, but that won't affect Chazi needs an Achila for. So here, I never saw that it was considered an Achila. And therefore, the conclusion is that the Shara Melech L'Chor would not serve to be mechayev you, even according to Shagatari, if you ate a chazish shalek yederech on Yom Kippur, you'd only get the malchus for the Yom Kippur, you wouldn't get the malchus for the chaz. That is the Shara Melech answer on the Rambam, why Gidon Shal Nevela Yuchayev Shtam. I'd like to repeat, however, a second answer, which the Mechitzchinuch himself over there and Reish Pe'alot goes on to bring, and we'll see that that was chapa naskimina legaba Achila Sholei Kederech of Chazir on Yom HaKippurim. The Mechsenach says that there is a question that actually always bothers him. We just quoted the Gemara in Perek Kolshah on the Ravah, on the Yechman, I think it is, that if a person eats a forbidden food Sholei Kederech Achila, he doesn't get Malkus. So the Mechsenach, something that bothers him always, why shouldn't he get Malkus? True, it's not a normal way of eating this, but if he ate it, why don't we say that he was machshive as an achila? He, the person, was machshive this as an achila. People don't normally eat this. He did eat this. So he was machshive achshive as an achila. And we find, says the Mechas Chinuch, that even something which is not normally edible, if you eat it and you are machshive as an achila, then it becomes an achila for you. For example, in Hilchos Pesach, if you look in the top membeis, you'll see that it says there that if you have a tarubus of chometz, which is not Rav Achilas Odom, you're not everybody Rav Alimot on it, but if you eat it, even though it's not Rav Achilas Odom, you're over it's Achilas Chometz. Why? Because Achshavei Achila. There's a whole discussion about pills on Pesach, maybe the very eating of it indicates that you did consider Rav Achilas. The Chazanish is famously making, he says no, because I wasn't Machshav the I really Machshav the medicinal property of it as an Achila, not the actual Chometz of it. But after all, if you're Machshav something which is not edible and you eat it, then it becomes for you an oichel. And one second, and Mechsinuch bolsters this question with a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchus Shavuos Perek Hey Halacha Hey says that if somebody says I make a Shavua Sha'oichel Hayon, okay, I make a Shavua that today I will eat. And then he goes and he eats Shalei Kederach. So do you say, that's not eating? You said you're going to eat, that's not eating. Or do we say no? That he was much of this weird type of eating as eating, and therefore he's potter from a carbon, because he's from bringing the carbon of Shavuot bitter, because he has fulfilled his Shavuot, albeit in a weird fashion. But so says the Ram over there, if you say a Shavuot Sha'oichel, V'ochal Oichel in She'en Amru in Achila, Potter Mishuas Bitu, Share Yotta Yede Achila, Ma'acha Shein Chashuv in Etzloi, Achilokon Shema Achila, Yukon. So it says in Mechilich, I see that a person can be Machshiv and Achila Shalei Kedayat as an Achila, and it's entitled to serve to Papa him from Korban Shvua. So Iba Zoi says in Mechilich, I'm bothered. Why do we have this rule that if you eat Macholet Asura, Shalei Kedayat Achila, you're Potter? Why? Because that's not eating. We mean that's not eating, but if you ate it, then you are Machshiv as an Achila. So you'll never have a case where you've eaten it Shalei Kedayat. The very eating of it indicates that your machshav is an achilas, you should always get malchus. Yeah, what was the point you wanted to make? I was thinking of that, why didn't you say bottle of data? But you see, right, aside from Chometz, aside from the Rambam, he's quoting him in Kashrus, that for some reason here you don't say bottle of data. And the Rambam says you make a shvur sha'oichan meet achilas shalegidarech, although 99% of the world would not consider this an achilas, we still put him a korban because he was machshav as an achilas. So that's what you see. So they're very fricked and necessary. Every time you eat an achilas shalekidarech, you should be chayev on an achilas shalekidarech because you are machshav as an achilas.
The Gemara considers shalekidarech as a shayla. In the Raya, the Gemara says shalekidarech must be some sort of a problem.
Yeah, but yeah. The question we're asking is why. I accept that. But why is it a problem? Why? Why is it? How can you ever have a shalekidarech? What happened to achshavay? That's the question we're examining. Is
it?
I'm not arguing. I'm saying it is, but I'm asking why. Why is it a shalei kederach? Why don't we say that the very eating of it makes it by you as an achila? Oh, so the Mechas Chinuch says that the answer he believes to this problem is in the following Rambam. The very next Rambam in Perik Hey Mehilcha Shavuos in Halacha Vav. Sorry. The same Rambam earlier in Halacha Hey says as follows. If he made the shvua shalo oichal hayoyim, yeah, he made the shvua I will not eat today, and he ate an achila shaloi kederach. Does he have to bring a korban shvua? So l'chayra, we would say yes, because you said you're not going to eat, and you ate an achila shaloi kederach, so you are machshavei as an achila. So you transgress what you said. You said you wouldn't eat, and you have considered this to be an achila, that we ought to bring a korban shvua. Yeah, the Rambam right. If you make a shvua, shaloi oichel, va'ochal oich v'sheinu l'achia, you're potter. So that's not called eating. You said I won't eat, that's not called eating. So that understands the lack of mishra there. The Rambam is contradicting himself in a way. When he says shvua, I will eat, and he eats that mishra, we consider it as an eating. Why? Sheikh Hashuvan etzloi, because it's considered by him an achila, shvua achila. And he said the shvua, I won't eat. So I'll have a cake and eat it. Excuse the pun. If you say a shvua that I will eat and eat shalekidarech, then I don't consider it as an achila. Why? Says the Lechem Mishnah, a beautiful explanation. He says, a yid has got a cheskas kashrus. Achzuke in shebir shia lo machzikino. A yid will not transgress, ordinarily speaking, if we can say he has a cheskas kashrus, he will not transgress it. So he says, okay, very good. When he says shvua sha'oichel, he doesn't want to let the day pass without eating. So if he goes and eats it, that means this is what he deems today as his achila, in order that he should be yotzei shvua, right? So Rambam says he was machshav as an achila shmachila. But if he says shvua sha'oichel, and he goes and eats something, did he want this to be an achila? No, because he knows if this is going to be an achila, that he loves my shvua. So here, because achzuk in shabashilei machzikino, we have a raya that despite his having eaten it, he did not intend it to be an achila. He intended it to be a mishachila. But he didn't intend it to be an achila, because he wouldn't want it to be an achila and thereby become a rosha. So here he intends it not to be an achila. Therefore, here he wasn't machshit. His eating it shows that faket. The fact that he eats it, says the Lechem Mishnah, shows that he didn't want it in this case to be an achila, because otherwise he wouldn't have eaten it. So that's look in Shabashila machshit. Says the Mechas Chinuch that this resolves his problem. That why, when you take chazir or any of the forbidden macholos and you eat it shalei kederach, there's a Gemara saying called shalei your potter. Are you a machshavit? The answer is no, because if you take a piece of chazir and eat shalei kederach, did you want to transgress? No. Achzuk in shabashir alafim. Therefore, clearly you're eating it does not signify that you are machshavit and achila, because you know if you are machshavit and achila, you'll have transgressed the nisim of Torah. So here we say, because of Achzukin Shabashulim Achzukinon, that despite his having eaten it, there doesn't lie in that an Achshavay. Like the Rambam says, Vashvur Shaloi Oichel. And he eats something that's not considered an Achshavay, because that would be a transgression. When the Torah says, don't eat, and you eat, there cannot lie in that an Achshavay, because you clearly do not want it to be an Achila. The same thing as the Rambam, Mechayra. Why is he an Avarian? Rav Dudi, he's a kosher yid. He's a kosher yid. He specially goes and eats the chavat shalei kederach because he doesn't want to be over. Faket, achzukin shabashir lo machzikino. So we say he doesn't want to be over. Amir, it's kalachila. Oh. Says the Mechitz Chinuch now, come back to this Rambam, Kutar Advav, that in Hilchot Gerushin, the Rambam writes in Perik Yud Halacha Yud Ches Hilchot Gerushin, that if somebody divorced his wife, and then there were two Aden who saw that he was boiling her, so the Rambam writes, she now requires a second get. Why? Because we say, Chazaka Ein Adam Oiseh Be'ilose Be'ilavnuf, man wouldn't be boiled out of wedlock stam Be'ilavnuf. And if two Aden saw this Be'ila, clearly his intention was to be Mekadosh again the Bia, and therefore she requires a second get. Chazaka Ein Adam Oiseh Be'ilose Be'ilavnuf brings over there the Mishnah Lamelech, a tshuva of the Radvav, who the Radvav says, that that's only if she was not a nidah at the time. But if she was a nidah at the time, then, says the Radvav, we see that this man isn't so particular about the halachas of the Torah, because he was boiling when she was a nidah. And therefore, likewise, we have no chazaka that a man wouldn't do bilavnus. You're right, a kosher he wouldn't do bilavnus, but this man, who lived with her, even though she was a nidah, has lost his chazaka, so to speak, of cheskas kashrus, and therefore with him it's all indeed possible that he won't boil a bilavnus, and therefore we have no right he was mekadosh, and she doesn't require a second get. That's the yisoid that Radval says over there. So we see, says Minchas Chinuch, now when do we say Achzuka in Shabashilem Achzikinon, as long as we have no proof to the contrary? But if in this very act that the person is doing, he is transgressing an Issa, then at the moment, that's when he might do tshuva in a minute, at the moment, with this very act, he's lost his cheskas kashrus, and we have no Achzuka in Shabashilem Achzikinon, and we say that, for all we know, he's doing another Issa simultaneously as well. Says the Minchas Chinuch, with this, we now have a new pshat in the Rambam, who says if you eat a Gidah Nosha Shel Nevela, you get two Malkus, both for Gidah Nosha and for Nevela. The question we asked was, why? It's a dry piece of bone. Why do you get Malkus for Nevela? Says the Mechitzin of the followers. I'll tell you why. Because normally if you eat a dry piece of bone, you don't get Malkus. You know why? I, because Tachidah Shalei Kederach. Bones, people don't eat bones. I, he was Machshavit. The character is like we said to Rav Dudi. No! He doesn't want to be Machshavit. Why should he become a Rosha? So he eats a piece of bone of a chazin normally, we say, there's no achshavei. Because he knows if he's going to be achshavei, he'll be over. So he's not achshavei. Blast an achil of shalei kederach. Taka doesn't get malchus. That is if he's not in any event doing an issa. But if he eats a gidah nosha shal nevela, so as far as the gidah nosha is concerned, he's doing an issa. Because that's what I said, eight to about tera osra soy. He's doing an issa in any event, whether he is machshavit, vis-a-vis chazin, or he's not machshavit. Not a chazal, an avela. Whether he is machshavit vis-a-vis an avela or not, of an issa he's doing it anyway because he's making a nosha. So if our zayin comes to the Radvav, he's lost his cheskas kashrus. If he's lost his cheskas kashrus, then indeed we look at his achila and we say, ah, he was machshavit as an achila. Don't tell me no, he was machshavit as an achila because achzuka in shebishyolei machzikinon. He's a nosha though, he's making a nosha. So he doesn't have an achzuka in shebishyolei machzikinon. If I look at his achila as I would ordinarily, and I say, oh, an achila, which he does, is actually into an achila. So therefore the Rambam says, if you eat the Gidah Moshe Shal Behem with Tumeo, so you didn't do an Issa of Gidah Moshe, because Gidah Moshe ain't an Arif with Tumeo. Right? So you didn't do an Issa. The Issa of Behem with Tumeo, Mech says he did that Issa either. He wasn't Machshit, Fakaz. He didn't want to be Machshit, so as not to transgress. But if you had the Gidah Moshe Shal Mevela, so here he was doing the Issa of Gidah Moshe in any event, so he's lost his Achluk in Shabbat Yolem Achtakino, or he's over, for the same token, we say he was Machshit as an achila, and he's over on the veil as well, so he'll get Malchus. So it's different from Shalom Melech, who says that the reason why he gets Malchus is because the Torah was machshiv it as an achila. That's Shalom Melech's answer. Mechtzinah's answer is no, he was machshiv it as an achila. But normally I don't say that a man is machshiv macholof as an achila, so as not to have him transgress. But here, when he's transgressing anyway, we say he was machshiv as an achila, and that's why he gets Malchus. So what's the nafka mina? The nafka mina will be by Yom HaKippurim. Again, the Shah, if Arya said, if you eat an achila shalei kederach on Yom HaKippurim, you get malchus. Why? Because, this is a breach of inuit. So what would be if you eat chazir on Yom HaKippurim shalei kederach? So we said, according to Shah HaMelech, he still won't get malchus because we don't find the Torah of machshavah as an achila, like Rabbi Yanki said. So Torah of machshavah is a breach of inuit, that's not an achila. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, the whole reason is, the question is, he was machshavah as an achila. Why don't we say that he was machshavah as an achila? So it's not having transgressed. That's looking shulim achzikin. Baby, he's eating onion kippah. According to Shagas, he's anyway doing an issa. What's the difference if it's Nachil or it's Ilui? But he's doing an Issa in any event, according to Shagat Ari. So when he eats Shalik Adela, he's doing an Issa. Oiva Zoi has lost his Cheskas Kashrut, Oiva Zoi, then we would say he's being Machshav as a Nachila. And he's being over second Issa for the same price. Two for the price of one. So he's being over second Issa for the same price, Oiva Zoi. And so the Mechmila, according to his law, if you eat Nachila, Shalik Adela, Yom Kippur, according to Shagat Ari, you will get Malkus both for Yom Kippur and for the Machalos Asurus.